Okay, so every year I get older and high school bitches stay the same age.
Yes, and this is episode one of You've Got Cancer. Oh my god, this is just fucking cancer, man.
Yeah, man. So we're gonna start off our first episode with by fucking...
Just me and Eli.
Yeah, this is just me and Squan.
Anyway, I don't know, we're probably gonna have guests, like other fucking gay-ass podcasts, but...
Yeah, like Meep or some shit.
Probably not, though.
Yeah, maybe not. He's kind of too far out there for this kind of show. Anyway. So in this series, we're basically gonna talk about whatever we want, but in this episode in particular, we're gonna be talking about high school in general.
Because just high school girls.
Yeah, and all the people who have severe autism.
Like everyone in the school.
Basically everyone. And the fucking groups and shit and how none of it really fucking matters.
Just basically, if you're a fucking just stupid fucking nerd and you just can't ask any girl out, here's a pro tip, don't. Because fucking high school girls, right? No, it doesn't work like that.
Just wait.
Just wait until you're like fucking Bill Gates and, you know, you do whatever the fuck you want.
And all those badass guys that seem so badass now, when you and him get in an argument and you just sack him, will be the best.
Or when you're like his boss, you just fire him.
Yeah, that's what I meant, but whatever. Cool. Yeah, man, that was so cool. I can't believe you thought of that all by your own.
Faggot.
Well, at least I have a dad.
Well, that's mean.
So. Oh, man. Anyway. So yeah, so just like don't think about like asking anyone out unless you like don't, unless it's like outside of school, because it's just ridiculous.
Exactly. It's fucking retarded.
Mainly because the bitches at school.
Yeah, well, I mean, school in general is just like fucking
retarded. They'll be all like, oh, I love you, let me show you I love you by let's hold hands everywhere and like love each other and just like make out in the hallway for everybody else to see, and then like you'll get fucking home and you'll call them and they'll be like, why the fuck are you calling me?
Exactly, man.
It's like don't get me wrong, like I have a high school bitch of my own and she's like fucking cute as hell.
That she is.
But that's not the point, because we're probably not gonna last forever, because you know, high school.
Exactly. That's the moral of the story. Don't date people in high school.
Because just don't.
High school, the only thing that's going to affect you and when you're out of high school is the positive things. Everything negative is just nothing's going to fucking matter in 20 years.
It's not going to. It really won't. You know how you didn't go to the school dance 2 days ago?
Because you were like writing a paper. Guess what? Fucking good job.
Yeah. I commend you on your good paper. Send it in. If you missed a dance because you were writing a paper, send that in, and we'll give you an A++ and recommend.
We'll read your story and just call you a faggot. But
we won't actually read it. But yeah, send it in. It was good.
Oh, man. Email links be in the description.
Yeah.
Also, podcast, you know, it'll be up on iTunes. Download link will be in the description for that. And, sorry, just get into this, I guess. How was your week?
Well, it was normal.
Normal.
For high school.
Normal for high school, anyway.
Yeah, well.
My week kind of sucked.
I mean, to a perspective of anybody else, the reason I'm not dead is, like, very...
borderline, like...
out of there. But, like, to me, it was a normal week.
Yeah, okay. But most people watching this are pretty fucked up, anyway. Yeah, that is if you are watching.
What, you think you have problems, man? I'm like a 40-year-old virgin.
Except you're not 40, and you're not... Okay, well, never mind. I'm sorry.
And, no, I'm... Whoa, man, that was... I don't care.
Alright, so... I figured because we don't really have a plan for this podcast, and we kind of just, like, messing around with, just, like, setting this up. I figure we should just go on Facebook and read out funny shit to you guys about people at our school.
Oh my god. This one chick, she's so ridiculous. She's like the biggest whore and she denies it constantly. She's like... Oh, I'm so emo.
And she's like, all right, Ella. Okay, I'm gonna summarize this girl. Who's your boyfriend this week?
Yeah, man. It's just stuff, like, I'm gonna go on her wall right now and just be like, read off the fucking shit that she posts.
Alright, I'm gonna go on, just random people on my Facebook.
And even in the worst times, you can't turn this frown upside down.
Right, that was pretty gay.
Sad face.
She literally said that?
Yeah. Like, who is it that broke up with her this time? Like, and does it matter? No, it doesn't. Do you know why?
Because their Skype fucking status is just, like, every day. It's like, I hate you, I love you, I hate you, I love you. She's, like, bipolar, but she's not.
Except she is.
I don't know.
So, like, I love you, and then in the comments, she'll be like, you piss me off
so bad.
All fucking time.
Get the fuck out, like.
By the way, Little Debbie's is probably the best treats known to man.
If so you, fucking like, fat. No, but this kid's anorexic, and I'm trying to tell him. I'm trying to tell him this.
Yeah, but no. See, that's high school for you.
You know,
if you're not anorexic, you can't be cool.
But he's a total fucking moron. He claims that being anorexic is cool, but he's just fucking an autist.
I didn't say it's cool, I just said it's cool if you're only cool in school if you're anorexic.
Alright, listen guys, every nice, cute girl out there that's actually worth dating is taken, not available, or a lesbian.
I know.
There you go.
It's ridiculous.
That's high school, everybody else is just fucking whores and just random people that were just like, ugly. Yeah.
Fucking nerds and whores. High school for ya.
The nerds is kind of just like, when I think of nerds, I think of stereotypical, like, 1980s fucking
suspenders.
Just, like, suspenders, fucking huge-ass black rims, fucking, that are real, fucking, like, we just fucking watch Star Trek. But Star Trek is fucking amazing, so I got nothing on it. Mm. Next Generation, that shit's like, what?
Oh, dude, this teacher, fucking Mr. Dick, nah, that's not his name, but...
You can say his name, I mean, who the fuck cares? It's a teacher.
Mr. Ryan. Oh my god.
Right, yeah, why don't you tell this story?
Oh my god. This teacher, he is the biggest fucking, like, I just don't even know what words
to describe him as.
He's a print moron.
Why don't you quote him on a... I know you quoted him just, like, on
this,
a lot of things.
This teacher just induces cancer, like, just from fucking listening to him during class.
Alright, yeah. Wait, so, what, do you have the paper you just wrote down quotes from him?
Oh, God, that paper, 1 second, did I give that to you, or did I keep that?
I don't know, but I think you probably remember him anyway.
Okay, 1 second, let me just, I have a few papers in my pockets, so let me just, nope. Oh, yeah. Like, doctors don't make that much money. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he claims that doctors don't make as much money as he does, and he's a teacher.
No, he didn't say that. He just said they don't make that much money.
Or they don't make as much as a teacher, or whatever he said.
No, because in class we were talking about taxes or some shit. He's an English teacher, so he should definitely be talking about politics. And he was just talking about, like, yeah, man, like, if the rich people had to pay taxes... What would the incentive be to be a doctor? Now, I already instantly have, like, 3, at least, complaints with this. Like, some people actually be what they want to be when they grow up. Just because you got stuck with a teacher doesn't mean everyone wants or doesn't want what they grew up to be. 2, doctors make a lot of money. They make, like, $150,000 a year.
Well, I mean,
like,
it's a range, but still, it's usually up there. It's, like, fucking retarded amounts.
Like, what do you make, Mr. Ryan?
Well, what I lack in money, I make up in for benefits. Now, I got nothing on teachers. They do get a lot of benefits. I believe they get free health care and a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't say that, you see.
He said actual salary, which is what's my problem with that.
He was like, well, see, I get paid in teaching the newest and the teaching...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Okay. I'm on Facebook right now, and this bitch just commented on a picture when I had my shirt off, and she was like, text me, and she gave her number.
What?
Well, I don't even know who the fuck this is. I'm seriously just gonna go look right now who the fuck this is and see if she's cute or not. Emily E. Lowell. Oh, she's pretty ugly.
Oh. So I missed a day, right? And, like, I came back, like, a few days ago. And, I don't know, I missed some stupid crossword worksheet shit. You all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like the fucking retarded, like fourth grade
vocabulary,
shit.
Vocabulary, write this word down for shit. I was like, hey, I don't know, whoever was next to me, John, and, or, I don't know, fucking
Generic name.
Hey, do you know what obstinate means or something? I don't know, it was some fucking random word, and he was all like, yeah, and he told me, and I wrote it down, and the teacher looked straight at me, and he's like, hey, since you're just writing down what he tells you, I can give you something harder when you're done with that. Like,
yeah, he just assumes that you know everything, because you weren't there for a day.
I wasn't there for a day. He just assumes that I'm just writing down everything he told me. And it was ridiculous. Like, and then we had a test, like, the same day about everything I missed the day before. And I was like, hey, can I try and, like, learn some of the stuff I missed the other day? And he was like, no, you have to take it. And I was like, really? I swear to God, that teacher, he pissed. And he was like, oh, yeah, we were reading Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And, fucking Raven there is like the difference between you, thou, Arth, the difference between crow and a swan, or something. And he was like, you gotta think of it this... And he was like, yeah, man, you gotta think of it this way. Like, ravens, they're fucking annoying and disgusting and black. Like, think of it as superheroes. Fucking black.
You really made that reference, think of it as superheroes?
Yeah. Super, like, the black and, like, dark pastel-y colors are generically evil. And I'm just like, Batman! And he's all like, that's beside the point, go sit in the corner. Like, legit, like, and then, or no, he had me sit outside.
Did he really have you sit outside? Because you said Batman was like, dark.
I just said Batman. I just, like, Batman. And he was all like, get out. And he, like, talked to me, like, I was like, you don't have to do that, you know? And I was like, well, I thought I was making a good point. And he was like, well, you know, you can make your good point to Mrs. Hill. And I was like, Miss Hill is disciplinary...
kind of person. I don't know, she, like, enforces, attention. Like, that kind of stuff, like...
Yeah. So I just dropped it, because I'm just done dealing with him. Like, whatever.
Oh, back on the, back up the high school girls. If you're really looking for someone, go look for someone who's nice and maybe like a little chubby or not like the cutest. Because I guarantee you, in a couple years, she's gonna be like, she's either gonna get really fat, or she's gonna be really hot.
And the fact that you were there for her when she was chubby and not the prettiest is gonna mean that much more to her because.
Because
it'll show her you aren't just there for her body.
Yeah, that you like her for who she is. And then, and indeed you will. And then you will get the bonus that comes with that.
Mm. What the my dad is just downstairs playing some random shit-ass music.
Okay,
in the background. It's so fucking random.
Eli, you want to see a prime example of what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man.
That's the prime example of what I'm talking about.
Why can't you just tell me? Why do you have to send this shit in links?
Because this way it will be better, because the viewers won't know. It's this girl was kind of chubby and is kind of ugly, and now she's, like, really cute.
Yeah. And just... I don't know. Look past their beauty and stuff, and you'll get a lot farther in your relationship. Just saying.
And that's... probably sounds like cliche as fuck, like inner beauty and all that gay shit, but it's fucking true.
is. You really, like, girls are not that complex. I don't know what the hell everybody's thinking of. Just, like, give her chocolates and fucking...
Okay, that's kind of going, that's a bit too cliche. But.
Well, but still, like, it's a metaphor. You don't really give her chocolates and shit, but you...
You'd be nice. Like, you just, like, you be there.
You be there for her, and you just do random acts of kindness for her. It's random shit like that. You're not just like, hey, babe.
What's fuck? Like, that's important.
Sex last night, it was so amazing. Like,
what? Yeah, like, what the fuck? No? Dude, the only way you're gonna get sluts who leave you. That's what you're gonna get. Like.
Yeah. And you can't talk about shit you've done. I did that once, mistakenly. And no, you can't. Yeah, or else they will turn around and say you raped them.
Yeah, it's like my mother when I was like 9 years old. I was terrified of fucking women for this one reason. When I was like 9 years old, my friends went to the movie theater, and my mom said, don't be kissing any girls. And I asked her why. And she looked around, just turned around and looked me straight
it's
in the
so
eye.
So sincere at him.
Just so like fucking serious. And she said, they will turn around and say you raped them. So I did not say any... I literally did not my first kiss till I was probably, like, 13. Because of that reason.
I feel like you're just bullshitting and trying to find a way...
No, I literally, that's
an excuse for why you didn't get your first kiss
until you... No, I'm serious, though. I literally probably had, like, 4 or 5 opportunities.
That's depressing.
It is, but... You know, that's also first fap or first kiss. Yeah, that's a shame. Okay, first fap.
Okay, so back on topic. Another thing I've noticed that I've really been neglecting this year are grades. They are so
important.
Fucking important. It's not even funny. You do get them up.
High school?
You
when you once okay, everything before high school is kind of bullshit. But if you at least pay attention, you'll be at least prepared for high school, I guess. But you don't have to worry about it too much. High school. Once you get to high school, though, you have to get your ass on top of things. You have to fucking get your.
You have
credit.
To get shit together.
You have to just, yeah. You have to get your credit.
You can't just show up and get an A anymore. You can show up and get a B. No, not even.
Not even
get
like
a
C's and D's.
A
like
C for showing up. In some classes, you can just show up and get an A. I mean,
that's like electives
you can get.
Yeah, but
an
still,
A
that's like
showing up, like fucking art.
Yeah, like specialized shit.
I'll get into art later, but like stuff like acting. Fucking take that class. Take theater. Do it.
Yeah, take theater. Like, why the fuck not? Like,
just show up. I don't care if you don't like theater. It's so. Fucking easy. You show up and look like you're doing shit. It's, I'm not even.
And if it's something you enjoy doing, then that's great. Like,
but take theater anyway. Even if you don't like
or
it,
take band.
So
pick up an instrument.
Easy.
Fucking that's
take
amazing.
Take band.
Like,
learn an instrument. It'll be a life skill you can do. Even if you don't get good grades, you can fucking play out on the street and make a few bucks an hour.
Okay, that's kind of like rock bottom. But
as like drop bottom, you still have that to fall back on.
Like you need something. You need to do something. You can't just bullshit your way through life, is what we're trying to say.
Anyway, people are not important in high school. I'm telling you this right now. They do not matter. They will, like, flip-flop from one thing
you know
to another.
You know the kid who beat you up your food lunch money? You know, that fucking asshole? You know, guess what he will be in 20 years? He'll be some kid on welfare fucking with 6 kids. Like,
either that, or he'll be some kid working in a machine shop, like, mechanic, or... doing something that really doesn't amount to anything, that nobody really notices. He's never there. He's never really doing anything. He's just there.
And he will sit there, sincerely, and just look at his kids, and he will just say, go to school. Because he will realize at that point that it fucking matters.
And, you think right now that your parents are being, like, so hard on you, like, oh my god, they wouldn't let you go to the movies with your... like, boy, your boyfriend this one time. Like, that's because they know. Do you know why they know? Because they've been there. They went to the movies with their girlfriend or boyfriend, and they got in a shit ton of trouble, or they did something, and they regret it to the day that they're not letting you go to the movies with your partner at the time.
Exactly.
There's always a reason, because they're smart. They do, they, well,
well I mean,
let me rephrase this. It's parents who know what they're talking about are smart, and most parents know what they're talking about.
Exactly. Well, I mean, most.
Even the more, like, less intelligent
parents still have an understanding of how shit works.
Yeah, because they've been there. They went to high school, even if they dropped out. They were still there, and they still dealt with shit. Even if they worked at McDonald's, there's still an atmosphere there that you learn to get through, and you learn.
And high school isn't something you can be like, oh, whatever, I'll just do it later. Like, no.
You can't.
You can't redo school, because one, if you do, you're going to be fucked up for life. And people are going to look at your college application or whatever you're trying to do, job application, and they're going to look at you and be like, oh, this kid fucking dropped out. Like, no, don't do that.
This kid dropped out and got his GED.
Because he wasn't smart enough. And you know what? That your GED.
Or he just had so little work ethic. They didn't even put time into his school. So why would he put time into his job?
Exactly. And then even now, like, I mean, maybe in like the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 90s, you could pass with a GED. You get like a decent job. But now it's like the job is so high demand. They're importing so many fucking people. And
don't even think about getting in trouble with the law either.
Yeah, now, that too. Criminal record? No.
No, that does not go away. Ever. You get one restart when you turn 18. After that, no. Even some things after you turn 18, they'll still stay.
Exactly. Like, just don't do anything stupid is what we're trying to say.
Right. Just stay inside. Do your fucking homework and go to school. Just do it. When you turn 18, you're gonna thank us by so much.
Another thing, don't do drugs. That's fucking retarded. Now, I know people probably say this all the time. You're like, oh, but all the fucking kids are smoking, like, weed and shit. Well, I'm not against weed, because weed's not really, like, it doesn't really affect you in the long run, is what I'm trying to say. And it doesn't, you're not gonna get addicted to weed.
But, okay, like, but don't do heavy shit.
Yeah, alcohol and cigarettes are fucking a huge thing.
Like, I know you'll seem cool. Oh my god, it's so cool to smoke. Oh my god, you have beer last night? Oh my god, be my friend. No. Just don't. It's not the way to live life, because you're going to get addicted to that shit, and it's hard to just cut cold turkey.
You just can't.
You just can't quit that easily.
Exactly, and we know.
We know this shit, because we've been there.
We are there.
But one of us are there.
Okay, well, that's beside the point, though, but listen, don't smoke cigarettes, because yeah, people will say, like, oh, you don't even look cool. Like, all the kids are just like, because they don't want you doing it. Because in the long run, that's going to fuck you over.
It's ridiculous, though. Okay, so back to art. I said I'd get back to this later. And I know this is kind of an abrupt change. But yeah, I'm going to get back to this now. Art should be a thing where the teacher bends to your artistic designs.
Abilities,
now,
really.
I know that he's trying to teach you to, like, learn to do different styles, like, do realistic or do shadowing or do something. But, like, my art teacher, I swear to God, like, I sat there for a few classes that were probably collectively 8 hours just staring at this paint, like, recreation of my face in black and white and shading. And it looked like shit from the very beginning that I started doing it. I got to a finished state. Some form of finished state where it looked sort of like me and I was done with it. No, he decided that it wasn't done. So I just sat there for 3 classes probably just staring at it. And then he finally decided, like, well, you know what, if you're not gonna work in here, you gotta leave. And I was like, well, fine, I'll do work. What do you want me to do? He's like, well, do the painting. And I was like, I can't do the painting. I'm done with it. And he's like, well, then draw. And I was like, thank you. I can draw. I can draw.
Yeah, this kid's a decent artist. He really is.
I can do stuff with a pencil that most people couldn't even dream of.
Mostly he's modest about this kind of shit, but he is a decent artist, I would say.
And I can draw a lot of things, like from anything from a pineapple to an anime version of an 8-bit four cycling loop cat with a Pop Tart for a body.
Okay, like.
But this teacher, he's just so stubborn. And he's just like, why aren't you doing work? Why don't you bend to my artistic will? Like,
another thing on the arts is just like music and like you know, you might be thinking to yourself, oh man, I want to be like a musician and stuff, and I want to be like an artist.
Play guitar to get the babes, man.
Okay, well that's not a bad idea. Picking up guitar isn't a bad idea at all. I'm just saying.
Or piano, or really any string or instrument.
Any instrument really is good. It's gonna help you out eventually. In some way, shape, or form, it's going to help you out.
Learn to read sheet music. I cannot stress this enough. The earlier, the better.
Exactly.
Please, just do it. I didn't, and I can only play by ear, and I cannot play many songs. Now, fucking Luke over here can play almost anything given to him on piano, and it's just one of those things.
It's because I started early, is what it is.
And I couldn't even, I quit band because I couldn't
read music, yeah. You're still, that doesn't change the fact that you're fucking amazing at guitar. It's just, it's just harder for you to learn things.
Right. And that's just one of those things. But with not learning, not being able to read music, I learned memory. Like, how to remember shit. Which, where Luke doesn't have that.
Which, yeah, so you need to find a balance of both. But, I don't know, just
same time, it's
learn how to read first, and then the ear will come along.
Yeah. So what were we talking about initially? High school.
Oh, right, and the arts. You don't make as nearly as much money as people did, like musicians. There's so many of them, and like so much genres have been done. So much. Like I'm not saying that like music isn't like a thing anymore. It's just like, music is just so overdone. It's just like, you're not going to make nearly as much money as you would like 20 years ago. You're just not. It's just, there's just too much shit, and there's just too many people that do it. So, fucking music, yeah, you can fucking do it, but just don't be like, alright, I'm going to make a living off of this, because 90% of the time, you won't.
It has to be something that, like, you would be able to fall back on, not like a main thing.
Exactly. Like,
speaking of things to fall back on, don't just do, like, plan out one thing that's gonna happen, like, your entire life. Not like, okay, well, I'm gonna, drop out of school and get my GED so that I can work at McDonald's for 4 years, and then I'll have enough money to buy a guitar where I met friends that I dropped out of school with to, and they'll be
my
band.
Band or something. Like,
yeah, with a garage band that will work out into 8-year process of finally becoming famous, where we'll make a song called Water, and it'll be deep with no meaning, and everybody will love it in that time period, and it's going to make me so much money in 20 years.
Like, yeah, like, don't bank on one thing. Just always have a backup that you know won't fail.
Or maybe a third backup.
Yeah, like just have your windows be open. Just be able to do a lot of things. And then when you find the thing that you really want to do in life, do it.
And speaking of, like, wanting to do shit in life, people will always find a way to fuck you over. This is something that will stand true for the rest of humanity. People will always be trying.
There's always that one asshole.
There's always that one person who wants to see you fail. Whether that person can actually do the, like, if he's a teacher, he can fail you no problem. If he's just some random kid, he's gonna have to work a little harder.
The thing just kind of like bullying and stuff, that shit is fucking like, I don't know. It's just like, if you get like bullied by this kid, don't fucking just sit there. Just fucking, and don't like be like, oh, I'm gonna kick your ass or try to fight him back. Just be like, yeah, I know I sound like an autist, but like, go find someone and just tell someone about that shit, because that will go away when you fucking do that.
It really will. It will only go away, though, if you tell someone.
If you do something about it. Don't just sit there and be like a little bitch and be like, oh, maybe eventually he'll stop. No, he fucking won't, because he realizes after a certain amount of time that you won't do anything, so he'll keep on doing it. And please, please, don't go posting your problems on Facebook.
Please, no one wants to hear about it. Like, not to be like, an asshole. Like, not, like, that no one wants to hear about it. Just, like, people on Facebook don't want to hear about it. It just makes you sound like a wannabe emo who just wants to be like all the others.
That's the thing with, like cults and, like, kind of the shit like that right now. Is it's more like a fad now. More than that.
I know. Like being depressed is not something you just post on Facebook about.
Exactly. You fucking get help for that shit. You get it. You go see a therapist. You go see, you know, a psychologist, you know. You fucking get help for that shit.
I don't know. And that brings me to my next point. People who dislike people just because they're friends with other people. Like, okay, I don't like this Brad kid because he's friends with Julia, and she was real bitch to me last year, so I'm gonna tell everyone I know to hate him because he knows this one girl.
Exactly, like, the fucking, okay, high school will always have its tiers of, like, alright, kids at the bottom who just, like, don't have any social power, just all that bullshit. Just fuck that. Just don't even apply yourself to, like, fucking high school drama. Do your fucking work and do what you need to do. Fucking all that shit will not matter once you're out of high school.
Like, in from the beginning of high school, that's 9th grade, unless you're in some schools, and that's like 7th. But junior high, or like when you're a sophomore, you're in 9th grade. And that until the end of 12th grade is like 4 years. Don't even deal with it. Just, like, don't even think about it. Just, like, if people, like, call you, like, a loser, just be like, oh, yeah, man, whatever.
Fuck you. Like, no, I don't give a shit. Like, because in 4 years, guess what? That conversation that you have with that one kid, that's not going to amount to anything.
Because they'll be busy working at McDonald's, and you'll be busy being the CEO of fucking Microsoft or whatever's important, whatever the biggest leading company or even like smaller companies, CEOs make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, like whatever you apply yourself to, if you work at it and you truly fucking enjoy what you're doing, you're gonna be fine.
Like, and the thing is, if you don't like what you're doing, you will never be able to do your best at it.
Exactly. You gotta do something that you can enjoy. And you won't, but you will make decent money with.
But in school, that's not the case. That's the only place where it's not the case. You have to try your best in school, like, or else the teachers will fail you. Like, there's no doubt about it. They really don't care. Like, they say that they care about your future and stuff. No, they just want to see that you're paying attention to them. It's the only place that they can find people that have to pay attention to
exactly,
them.
Exactly, because schools, teachers get, like, their kind of grades on what their students do for their work to see if the teachers are actually doing their job. So all they want to see you is pass so that they can be a better, I guess, teacher for themselves and won't get fucking, like, fired for something.
Won't get sacked because they aren't doing a good enough job.
Exactly, they just want to see
somebody
you passing.
Somebody who likes teaching could be teaching there instead.
Exactly, and no teacher wants to see a million kids on welfare. Which is bound to happen anyway, but the least they could do is help to try to not make that happen.
Which is, I don't know, it's going to happen either way, but whether or not it happens soon or later is just ridiculous. But that's just America. That's just our problems. Our society, our economy, our social ism is just gonna die. It's like already in a downward spiral faster than we could even think about repairing it.
Exactly, in like 4 years, who the fuck knows what it's gonna be like.
I know, it's gonna, like, I don't know.
I really don't either, because the way shit's going now, it's just, oh my god, I don't know.
So bad.
It's like the Great Depression, kind of, but it's not, because it's like...
Except, we're just above that line, so it can't be, like, declared a national depression. It's a recession, is what we're in right
exactly.
Now.
America's just kind of stupid, though, really.
Stay in school, don't do drugs, and eat your vegetables.
that's basically the moral of this, is just don't just get caught up in shit. Just do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do stuff so that you can do what you want to do later. Exactly. Don't do what you want to do now so that you have to do stuff later.
Exactly. You just gotta nut up and you just gotta fucking do the shit you need to do. Regardless of how bad it is or how much you don't want to fucking do it, you need to fucking do it. And that's just how life is. Because if you don't do that, you'll never get anywhere.
Well, we could probably go on for hours on this.
We really could, though.
We really could, but we really don't need to make this podcast any longer than it probably already is. It's at,
35 minutes now we're looking at.
35 minutes, yeah. Well, I don't know. That just about wraps up our subject for today.
It does. That's basically high school and what you need to do and what you shouldn't do and...
And why.
And why, exactly. So, that was episode 1 of You Got Cancer. Next week's guest, I don't know who it will be, but... We will tell you, and I will be posting stuff. And
leave comments below.
I will have links of all this update stuff and just everything you guys need to know. So anyway, you want to close it off, or should I?
Yep. Nah, this was Three Lie, and...
Yeah, I'm Squan, and just...
And you've got cancer.
Exactly.